as we welcome Marketing Director of the Eastern Shore Arts Center, Adrian Clow, into the studio. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
I just want to start off by saying what a lovely event that my family and friends had at the Arts Center for my son and daughter-in-law's baby shower.
I'm so glad. It looked lovely. I got to actually be there for the event, too, so I was very happy to witness it.
You were working the event, helped set up tables and chairs, so I just want to remind everyone, if you're looking for a venue for an event, to check out the Eastern Shore Arts Center, which was hands down the most affordable option we found other than someone's house.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
And I know how that is. There was artwork everywhere. It was just beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. So we're having Friday Art Walk tonight with some restrictions or changes.
Correct. So we're trying to keep safety protocols in place. So we are requiring masks tonight. We're going to have limited attendance inside. So we'll probably at the door, as when people come in, we'll monitor how many people we have inside before we can let more people in.
But that can still be, 100 or more?
Exactly.
Because it's so big?
Yeah, it's a big facility. Right. So we can kind of keep people spread out and socially distance really well. So, and then we will not be serving refreshments, so everybody does keep their masks on in place. And then that way they can come in, see the art, support the artists, and then go around town and eat at our local restaurants and go to our local bars and everything still, too. So it's really nice to support everybody.
It is. Yeah. Now, normally at this time, I would go to esartcenter.com, but I'm not even going to try it on my computer this morning. You see what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
But I do have your press release.
Good.
And other folks, if you're at home, pull up your device, esartcenter.com, or just Google Eastern Shore Art Center, and you can see the exhibits that we're getting ready to talk about. I've got to see this one somehow, because this is about insects.
Bugs.
You've got a display on bugs. Yeah.
It's not as scary as you would think. but it's all about bugs. The exhibit's called Entomology, the Study of Insects. And it's two artists, Ben Kaiser and Vanessa Quintana. They're both from Mobile area. And they dropped their work off this past Tuesday, and just getting to unwrap it all was really exciting to see all of the bugs come in.
I bet.
But it's a mix of moths, butterflies, spiders.
Oh, that's a little better.
Yeah, so it's not all creepy crawlers.
It's driving me crazy. I'm going to have to pull them up on my phone because I just can't imagine bugs turned into artwork. But then these artists are just so clever and so creative. Can I get to it on my Facebook?
You should be able to. I have an event.
That might be functioning.
Yeah, okay. And then on the Facebook event page, the big cover image is a series that Ben Kaiser did, and it's kind of like a rainbow series of moths and butterflies, like Luna moths, and it's really cool. I think he's already actually sold a few of them, so very exciting for him. And ranging in size, there's everything from like little bitty mini paintings to some larger, like 2x3 feet size moths, so really cool. And this month, later on, it's September 18th, we're going to do our Art of the Pollinator event. It's a family-friendly.
Art of the Pollinator.
So I'll send you info on that. But it kind of coincides with this exhibit. So we'll do an event strategically on bees and other pollinators. So,
Interesting.
But yeah, Ben Kaiser and Vanessa Quintana. And
the next one is one of my favorites because I love photography. I should be a photography buff, and maybe I will take that class one day from Stephen Savage.
You should.
But you've got the 11th annual photography exhibit.
Right. And I don't have any photos up of them because I don't see it until it comes in on Tuesday. So it's really exciting, too, to see all of that come in. And that's about 40, 45 pieces that were dropped off. And it's the Eastern Shore Camera Club. They meet, I think, once a month. I think lately they've been doing virtual meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a judge come in. I think this year's judge is Chad Kirkland from Harmonic Media and Marketing. And he comes in and he'll judge about 15 or so of the pieces into categories. And it's landscape, waterscape, people, fauna, flora categories, and we'll announce those winners tonight.
That sounds nice.
Art Walk. Yeah. So, and if you're interested in being in the camera club, contact Steven or go to their website. It's escamera.org. And like I said, they meet once a month, and it is virtual meetings, I feel like, right now.
Escamera.org.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds about
all right.
And then we still have our Mose T and Jimmy Lee Suddeth exhibit downstairs. It's going to close on Saturdays.
What was that?
Jimmy Lee Suddeth and Mose T. And we have them downstairs. But downstairs we also have currently the Haven fundraiser, which is Artists for Paws. And I think you had Nancy Raya come in a couple of weeks ago and talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she brought a... Did she bring a cat or a dog with her?
Yes, and I have it at home.
Yeah, do you really?
I kept it. Yeah, I kept that one instead of it being hanging. Not nice. A real live
not
cat.
Not the actual animal.
She brought a picture. Yeah. A little one of the little minis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. She brought me a kitty cat mini picture.
Yeah. So they are having an online fundraiser right now, and it closes tonight at 8. And so all of that's downstairs in our courtyard gallery. So you still have time to bid on your favorite little painting of a dog or a kitty cat. And I bid on two.
Did you? Yeah. And you can go to artistforpaws.com.
Correct.
And that's artists, the numeral 4.
Right.
Pause.com.
Right, right. And you have until 8 tonight to bid. So if you come to Art Walk and stick around, you can see the actual pieces in person and then bid on your favorite.
Would that be announced tonight? Probably not tonight.
Well, it closes at 8, and right. So I'll have, you know, it's an online dealio, so it'll close, and you'll be, if you bid on something, you'll get a text message notification that you won as a bidder. And then I'll release either tonight or tomorrow morning who won what. But you can start picking your items up tomorrow if you want.
Oh, good.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and so those are our exhibits. And like we talked about, we're going to have masks required inside, limited attendance to keep everybody socially distanced. And I think it's still going to be a fun night, even though there's no live music. We'll have some stuff over the loudspeaker though, still. But.
Well, yeah, you had some nice, you had some lovely background music for our event. Yeah. So it was very nice.
So.
And you know, it's Labor Day weekend. You just
That's
don't
true.
Know how many people are going to be out and about. We normally follow suit with what you do when it comes to our art walk.
Mm-hmm.
But in this situation, between the fact that it's Labor Day weekend and our guest artist, author, musician had to cancel.
Yeah.
Mark's doing football, you know, on
the
radio.
Man.
And so it's like, yeah, I think we're going to
spreading
all indicators
thin.
Are we need to skip this first Friday art walk open out.
No.
But we should be back to normal.
Good.
In October.
Good. So is Mark. He's got football stuff.
You know, he does football announcing on the radio for our former sister station.
Oh, okay.
Sunny 105.7.
Mm-hmm.
They broadcast all the Gulf Shores High School football games.
Oh, okay, cool.
And he's the guy yells, and the quarterback's running down the field, and
nice.
He's going to go do this. And then there's another guy that adds the color, they call it.
Ah.
He does play-by-play. That's the words I was looking for.
Gotcha.
Play-by-play.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know he did that.
He does. So he's gone Friday night during football season.
Okay. So he's still doing Swap Shop today?
Oh, yeah. He'll be here.
Okay, good.
He'll be stick around, have a little coffee. You'll see him in a few minutes. And you're welcome to stick around with us as well.
All right.
So, Adrian, anything else? Are there classes or anything else going on at the Art Center you want to mention to us?
Sure. We always have workshops going on. We've got a few coming up in September, a couple of watercolor workshops with Kathy Shepherd. We've got a oil painting workshop with Kat Pope. I think that one may be sold out. She's doing an imaginative landscapes workshop. She usually does a back to basics series as well that kind of delves into the beginnings or the basics of oil painting. I think that one's coming up pretty soon too. And like I said, I'll send you the information for Art of the Pollinator. That's September 18th, and that's going to be a free.
What is that?
So we've been doing this. I think this is our third one. We skipped it last year for COVID, but we did Art of the Butterfly, Art of the Sea Turtle, and so we're doing Art of the bees this go around, where we have an exhibit that corresponds, and we have educational, like interactive booths set up inside, outside the art center with education on bees, and then we'll have a plant sale with plants that are specific to pollinators.
I was about to say, you got to have the plants to get the pollinators. Okay, neat.
When
is that?
So that's September 18th, and I think it's noon to 4.
Honey, that's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
It,
I know, it's like snuck up on me majorly.
I know.
We're still like, we booked some stuff yesterday. It's like, oh my God, get
on
the calendar.
I know. Time's flying.
So,
Don't blink.
And we may have a glass blower as well. He makes these. I haven't seen him in person, but he makes these kind of little glass flowers that collect water for pollinators to come, like hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about this.
That sounds pretty. It's fascinating to watch someone do the glass blowing. Very fascinating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So it's esartcenter.org, not com.
.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you put either one in, though, I think it works.
Goes.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So find it online if you need some more information about tonight's First Friday Art Walk. And except for the Artist for Pause, because it's returning, the other two exhibits, the photos, the camera club, and the entomology, they'll be there a whole month or two months. So if you can't go tonight, one day next week or in the next month or so, you're open, is it Tuesday through Friday or Monday?
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you.
Adrian Clow, Marketing Director of the Eastern Shore Art Center here in Fairhope. If you missed part of this interview, if my computer cooperates, you can listen to it later. you can just try it later at WABF1480.com. It is 8:35 and 78 degrees. Good morning.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, the earlier accident on the Bayway has been moved down to the causeway, but we still see delays westbound trying to get into the Wallace Tunnel of a couple miles, so expect a slowdown there headed to Mobile. In Mobile, a new fender bender, Park Terrace at Government Street, but no other problems throughout the city. Tomorrow night at Deep South Speedway on Highway 59 in Loxley, 4 miles north of I-10 on the left, it's the Deep Southern Shine Run Series with 604 late models, open wheel modified, street stocks, pure stocks, and more. Find them on Facebook under Deep South Speedway. I'm Kenny with Coastal Traffic on WABF 1480.
And thank you, Kenny. We're also going to see what do we have in store for our Labor Day weekend weather-wise.
I'm meteorologist Caroline Crithers with the News 5 First Alert Storm Team. We're off to a quiet start this morning. Temperatures in the 70s and 80s, and if you've stepped outside today, it's feeling a little bit more comfortable thanks to a cold front that passed through yesterday. Highs today will reach near 90 degrees, but it will feel just a touch cooler with less humidity. We have no rain chance in the forecast, so enjoy all of your outdoor activities tonight. A great night for some Friday night high school football. I'm meteorologist Caroline Crithers with the News 5 First Alert Storm Team.
Artist for Pause is an online art auction helping support the Haven No-Kill Animal Shelter in Fairhope. The event honors the life of Haven volunteer Susan Wright, who recently passed away and adored rescuing kitties. Help honor her by purchasing one of these wonderful works donated by local artists. The auction will run on artistforpause.com, where you can view and bid online. That's artistforpause.com.
The artwork is on display at the Eastern Shore Art Center. You can see it for this Friday's First Friday Art Walk Open House. Online bidding ends this Friday at 8 p.m.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5. President Joe Biden will visit Louisiana today to survey storm damage. Hurricane Ida was the fifth most powerful storm to strike the U.S. when it made landfall Sunday, causing tens of billions of dollars in damage. 150 members of the Alabama National Guard are heading to Louisiana to help in those relief efforts. Governor Kay Ivey issued a supplemental state of emergency to specifically help evacuees from Hurricane Ida who are displaced now in Alabama. The new order should make it easier for evacuees to fill prescriptions at Alabama pharmacies, among other things. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office confirms the body of a missing 14-year-old boy from Louisiana has been recovered. The teen was last seen Wednesday night swimming at Henderson Beach in Destin. He was found yesterday afternoon about a mile and a half away in Miramar Beach. The House has approved the 2022 defense budget, which includes an order for two more expeditionary fast transport ships built at Austell USA in Mobile. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Great music and memories. WABF 1480.